Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One. My name is Alan Stanford.
And welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. The play is set. The court has been invited. A special evening. We're going to watch the play that Hamlet has commissioned to be performed. Everybody's there. Both Hamlet and Horatio have their eyes glued not on the play, but on Claudius.
Madam, how like you this play?
The lady doth protest too much, methinks.
Oh, but she'll keep her word.
Have you heard the argument? Is there no offence in it?
No, they do but jest, poison and jest. No offence in the world.
What do you call the play?
The Mousetrap, Marry How, Tropically. This play is the image of a murder done in Vienna. Gonzaga is the Duke's name, his wife Baptista. You shall see anon, 'tis a knavish piece of work. But what of that? Your Majesty and we that are free souls, it touches us not.
Hamlet is so confident of his game that he almost gives it away. He's almost saying to them, this is actually the murder of my father. He's pushing it right to the edge. The fact is that Claudius and Gertrude are probably very bored with the whole evening and are hardly watching what's going on in front of them. But he's also, as well as testing Claudius, testing his mother, because he'd quite like to find out how much she knows about the alleged murder as well. When the action of the play reaches the moment of poisoning, Claudius can watch it no longer. In other words, Hamlet's ruse has worked, and Claudius tries to leave. Hamlet has his proof.
He poisons him in the garden for his estate. His name's Gonzago, the story is extant, and written in choice Italian. You shall see anon how the murderer gets the love of Gonzago's wife.
The king rises.
What frightened with false fire?
How fares my lord?
Give over the play.
Give me some light. Away!
Why let the stricken deer go weep, the heart ungalled play? For some must watch while some must sleep, so runs the world away. Oh good Horatio, I'll take the ghost's word for £1,000. Didst perceive?
Very well, my lord.
Upon the talk of the poisoning?
I did very well note him.
Now Hamlet knows that the ghost was an honest ghost, that the ghost told the truth, and he is now determined to revenge himself and his father. And thank you there to Aina Ryan, Daniel Murphy, Joyce O'Donovan, Sarah Malone, Dan Fallon, and Emma Duffy. And now our last extract will be read by Declan Mulligan.
'Tis now the very witching time of night, when churchyards yawn and hell itself breathes out contagion to this world. Now could I drink hot blood and do such bitter business as the day would quake to look on.
But before he does so, he must also obey a summons to his mother. She is furious. She's furious at what he's done. She's furious at how he's offended the king. And she wants to see him now.
Soft! Now to my mother. O heart, lose not thy nature. Let not ever the soul of Nero enter this firm bosom. Let me be cruel, not unnatural. I will speak daggers to her, but use none. My tongue and soul and this be hypocrites. How in my words soever she be shent, to give them seals, never my soul consent.
Now Hamlet feels confident for the first time. His clowning, his feigning of madness has paid off handsomely. He's tricked the king into a kind of confession, and he knows his course of action clearly for the very first time in the play. But before that, he must first face his mother and show her the error of her ways.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.